Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Margareta von Trotta is a top German director and one of the only women in the new German cinema of the 1970s. She co-wrote and co-directed the first commercially successful film of the movement, and her films are about dynamic women told from a female point of view. But von Trotta has distanced herself from some schools of feminist cinema. She creates movies about women, but not Frauenfilm or women's movies. Von Trotta started her career as an actress, so her films bring out amazing performances from her actors. And she has a decades-long working relationship with one actor in particular, Barbara Zukova. Barbara Zukova is a renowned performer with a beautiful square face that completely transforms itself to match the characters she's portraying. She can play a role as both passionate and restrained, with emotion churning just beneath the surface. So this week I'm looking at three great films based on historical figures, directed by von Trotta, and all starring Barbara Zukova. They're part of a special series from Goethe Films called Margareta and Barbara, and is playing on the 3rd, 5th, and 12th next week at the TIFL Lightbox. There's a melodrama about a revolutionary, a family drama about a terrorist and her sister, and an intellectual drama about a journalist and philosopher. Hannah Arendt from 2012. It's the 1960s in New York City, and Hannah Arendt, played by Barbara Zukova, is a German-born writer and philosopher who's part of the intellectual scene in that city. She studied philosophy under Heidegger and was his lover, but when the Nazis came to power, she was stripped of her credentials as a Jew while he embraced Nazism. She fled to France, where she was put in a concentration camp, and later escaped and made it to the U.S. Now, in the 1960s, she's offered a strange assignment by the New Yorker magazine to cover the upcoming trial in Jerusalem of the notorious Adolf Eichmann. Eichmann was one of the main architects of the Holocaust and the murderer of millions, and he testifies inside a glass booth. He denies everything and paints himself as a gentle bureaucrat. But Arendt's description of Eichmann's behavior as the banality of evil, an ordinary-looking man who killed so many, meets with widespread shock and criticism, and her writings on totalitarianism, guilt, and responsibility reverberate around the world. Okay, so Hannah Arendt is a beautiful and magisterial depiction of a major intellectual, and it shows her as an iconoclast, a hero fighting the tides. It's also a biopic given to long pauses of contemplation, and one that seems somehow kinder to Heidegger than it is to Arendt's critics in academia. Rosa Luxemburg from 1986. It's 1900, the start of a century of change. Revolution is brewing in Russia and Germany. And Rosa Luxemburg, played by Zukova, is an educated Polish-Jewish woman who walks with a limp. She's a social democrat revolutionary, a firebrand who writes articles and gives passionate speeches. And she now lives in Berlin after being jailed and nearly executed in Warsaw. So she's in a tempestuous relationship with her sometime lover and fellow revolutionary, Leo Jogisches, played by Daniel Olbrychski. But when she discovers his affair, she abandons him and has a relationship with a friend's adult son. And together with Karl Liebknecht, she founds the Red Flag, a newspaper, and the Spartacus Party, a non-communist leftist political party. She calls for a massive strike to to resist war, but nationalism is on the rise. Bloody Rosa is arrested and jailed during World War I as a political prisoner. So will her political dreams be realized, or will nationalism prevail? So Rosa Luxemburg is a fascinating historical biopic told in a melodramatic style. There are many scenes of her shouting at cheering crowds, as there are of her gardening in a prison garden or writing letters. It doesn't put her on a pedestal. She's not this great revolutionary hero. She's a human being. And it's a more of a costume drama that captures 19th century romanticism through its music, poetry, and idealism. Mariana and Juliana from 1981, or the original title was Die Bleierne Zeit. So it's the 1970s, and Juliana, played by Jutta Lampe, is a feminist journalist who writes for a women's magazine. She grew up in a large family with a Bible-thumping dad who is a conservative minister. Her sister, Mariana, played by Barbara Sukowa, always looked up to Juliana as a teenager. Juliana is the one who smoked, talked back to her teachers, wore pants, which were forbidden by her father, and caused a furor doing things like dancing alone at a high school Vienna waltz in the 1960s. So the two of them are shattered by the films they see in school about Nazi mass murder, and they vow they will never let it happen again. But their lives take two very different paths. The roles have now changed. Mariana is a brash, self-centered woman who rejects concepts like marriage, family, and capitalism. She doesn't ask for things, she demands them. And now she's a member of the dreaded Red Army faction, a terrorist group that sets off bombs and hijacks planes around the world and is on the run from police. She also has a young son named Jan, but she can't or won't take care of him. And when she's caught by the police, it's up to Juliana to visit her in prison and to keep her sane and alive. So she smuggles in notes hidden in tissues and passes on the message, she tells her. So can Juliana's marriage and job, and Mariana's son, for that matter, survive the prison sentence? And can they survive the widespread hatred for the crimes she committed? Okay, although this is a fictional drama, it's based on Gudrun Eslin, a member of the RAF, and her journalist sister. This powerful drama was made only a few years after the events it portrays. Of the three of them, this is definitely the best. Fantastic. All three films incorporate historical black and white film footage and prison sequences about heroes and also villains like Eichmann, people encaged and restrained. Together, the three films give a century-long view of modern Germany seen through the eyes of three women. Mariana and Juliana, Hannah Arendt, and Rosa Luxemburg are all playing 1 week from now on the big screen at the TIFF Bell Lightbox at $10 a ticket, and Barbara Sukowa herself, the star, will be present in person to introduce the first film. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.